everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working with the industry to provide value-added opportunities for wheat producers. One way to do that is by supporting the Wheat Improvement Team and the wheat breeding efforts of Oklahoma State University. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says he's got some varieties in the pipeline that have the potential of offering superior quality characteristics.
I feel pretty good about this next lineup. There's a couple that really stand out for quality that I feel like we ought to separate those. They ought to go through a different supply chain so that the quality that's in those varieties can be captured by the miller, but also the producer who's producing that quality can be rewarded for it at a higher price.
And President of U.S. Wheat Associates Vince Peterson says there are countries out there willing to pay for high quality if we can deliver it.
Our place in the world no longer is a big bulk wheat supplier. We are targeting the more sophisticated markets, those that are asking for more and willing to pay for more as well.
To learn more about the efforts of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Well, lean hog trade was stuck in a narrow range today following the lack of follow-through selling activity on Wednesday. This is keeping prices stable despite the late morning pullback in cattle trade. Early support, though, in live cattle futures eroded, although volume remains very light throughout the entire complex. March corn futures about 0.75 cents lower, the Dow Jones 20 points lower, NASDAQ down 19 points. In live cattle, light volume was seen throughout the day, which allowing traders to focus very little on long-term market direction and adjusting their positions throughout the day. Early gains developed across the complex, but this created some additional late morning pressure as buyer orders were quickly filled, allowing a vacuum to push prices lower. Nearby contracts holding 40 to 50 cent losses, while the rest of the market contained a 12 to 17 cent loss. It's likely that additional narrow market shifts will develop throughout the end of the week, with traders still comfortable as price levels hover in the top end of the current market range. Cash cattle activity remains undeveloped today, with bids and asking prices unavailable. It's expected that most trade will be pushed off to the last half of the week. Over in box beef cutouts today, prices were mixed, with select down 10 cents and choice up 62 cents per hundredweight, with 63 total loads counted. Feeder cattle saw light pressure slowly move into the complex, which allowed for increased but consistent pressure in all nearby contracts as feeder cattle futures held a 50 to 60 cent loss in all contracts through November. Limited buying support trickled into the soybean complex throughout the day, but underlying pressure in feeder cattle trade continued to focus on moderate supplies of cattle throughout the market. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today, with corn trade flat to a penny lower, with soybean trade 1 to 2 cents higher. Meal was flat to a dollar lower and oil 30 to 40 points higher, while wheat trade was mixed as well, working to extend the recent breakout higher along with spreads holding the recent gains. The stronger dollar limiting strength today as harvest continues in the southern hemisphere. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.